the CMNP registration will not be coming this spring, as had been hoped. Your reaction to that?
Well, it's been a long time in being implemented or put through the process at EPA, and we knew back in the fall that we were, you know, pushing forward, and that EPA could continue to drag their feet if that was something that they desired to do. And if they ask for more studies, there's not much we can do with that, and we'll be patient and allow Taw and his company, AgriSource, to work through the issues with EPA as we move forward.
On another front, harvesting labor. You're involved in the harvesting industry very heavily, of course. From all I heard, harvesting labor was never an issue last season. So far this season, I haven't heard any issues. What are you seeing out there?
Harvesting labor on the conventional side is very tight at this point. We don't feel the people have come into Florida as they normally do, and we have not had the labor pool to draw from on the early oranges. However, we have had in recent days more and more people coming in from places as far north as North Carolina and Georgia to help us with this crop.
What you were talking about the early season then, did that cause any problem? Didn't any fruit go unharvested because of that tightness?
Oh, no. We're still working, you know, in this early crop, and the droppage situation is causing us to go to the groves that are, you know, have the most drops and trying to remove them from the field in a timely manner.
One other thing the advisory council has been looking at for a few months, possibly going under the umbrella of the Citrus Research and Development Foundation. Just a little update on that, please.
Well, our concerns are that the Department of Citrus would like to be strictly in the marketing business. We'd like for them to tell us, you know, that we could stay and continue to operate as we have for all these years. If CRDF is willing to open up to us and bring us under their fold, that's a question that we'd have to develop a plan and present to them as well. We're exploring the different avenues right now and seeing if that may be a better fit or if it's not.
I would assume your first place you would get approval for that would be from the Florida Citrus Commission, since you're an advisory council to them, correct?
That's correct. Yes, we would sit down with Dr. King and possibly Doug and try to develop a strategy and what would be their desire for it. Where would they like for us to be?
And you're a grower also. Overview of this season from a grower perspective?
Well, it's been disappointing from the pound solids and yield and the droppage, and we'd like to see better pricing. So I would say we're looking forward to next year.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.